CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 50. Today I'm going to share how I feel is the appropriate way to approach an AMRAP workout. AMRAP, as many reps as possible in the given time. So this is a time priority workout. The workout is based on the time. So an AMRAP can be anywhere from 4, 8, 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 even if it's an extremely long one. But the time is preset on this workout. Everyone's going to work for the same amount of time. The movements could be either a couplet. Usually if it's an AMRAP, you got at least 3 movements. And then depending on how long it is, sometimes you might have 4 or 5. But you're going to have your set movements and rep schemes. So for instance, just for the sake of talking through this, let's say we have a 20-minute AMRAP, because that's usually the longest we'll do here in our gym. And believe it or not, I'm actually writing this down as I do this, so I know what I'm talking about. And say we're going to have 10 reps of each move. And let's say we got 10 deadlifts, and then we got 10 burpees. That sounds cool. And because we're doing 20 minutes, we can't just do those two moves over and over again. We have to have more movements involved for variance. So let's add in some ring rows or pull-ups, depending on what level you are at. Also with 10 reps. And then we're going to have 10 reps again of another move. Let's see, we have a lift. We have a cardio element in the burpee. We have the pulling movement of the ring row. So let's add in a dumbbell squat, or a goblet squat, whatever you want to call it. So not a heavy weight, but a weighted squat. So here we got 20 minutes of work. We have 10 deadlifts, 10 burpees, 10 ring rows, and 10 squats. So what is our concept going to be, what is our approach going to be as we go into this workout? Because 20 minutes and we're trying to get as much work done as we possibly can. The objective here is to first, with your dumbbell squat and also your deadlift, you need to make sure you have the appropriate weight. In both of these, because it's only 10 reps, these should be done touch and go style on the deadlift, and up and down, no problem, nice and smooth on those squats every single time. So the loading should not be so much that you can't complete 10 in a row unbroken with a nice pace. Your burpees and your ring rows, those are body weight movements, so you don't have any loading stuff to consider there. So you need to put the appropriate weights with the movements, knowing that even as you start to get fatigued, you're still going to be able to crank out 10 in a row. That's thing number one, is setting yourself up before you even start the workout. Number two is now we got our weights set. We got our barbell for our deadlift. We got our dumbbell out for our dumbbell squat. We got the ring set up, and we got the floor space for the burpees. So we're getting ready to go. We've done a good warm up. We're all set. 3, 2, 1, go. And now we're going for it. 20 minutes. It's a long time to do a workout. The objective is to get as much as you can. So what you need to do is this is going to be all about pacing yourself. You don't want to come out of the gate too hot, trying to crank out your deadlifts, your burpees, your ring rows, your squats, and start up on round 2. That's 40 reps right there, just in each round. So you need to pace yourself appropriately. Ideally, what the time that it takes you to do round 1, when you get to minute 16 and 17, You're still on that pace. That doesn't mean you went, you started right off the bat taking lots of breaks and then you're getting tired, so you're taking breaks at the end of it. No, you're moving at a pace that allows you to continue to move. Coming out of the gate hot, hitting that 6-minute mark and crashing and hitting the wall, and now all of a sudden you're taking breaks, you're not doing the workout the right way. You should have a nice steady pace, even from the beginning to the end. If this was a 8-minute AMRAP instead of 20, then of course your pace can be faster with the same exact movements and rep scheme, because you only have to withstand the time of the workout for 8 minutes. So if you were going at, let's just say 0 to 100. On this 20-minute AMRAP version, you're going at, say, 70. If we do an 8-minute version, you're going at 85. That's the difference. Same amount of work, but it doesn't have to last as long. So that's kind of the process to approach an AMRAP workout. Think of the movements that you have, the weights that are going to be involved, if there's weights involved, and your ability to move those weights through the rep sequence efficiently without having to stop and take breaks. Breaks are okay, but like I always tell you, breaks should be done at the end of a round, a quick little couple of breaths. The breaks are short. You know, you get it if you got to grab a sip of water, or you just need to step back for a couple of seconds, take a few good deep breaths, but then you're right back in it and you're going until you finish a round. You need to finish a round, get a little break, get a little extra rest there, a few extra breaths, that's fine. But we don't want to be breaking things up right in the middle of the workout. You want to keep that flow going. That's going to benefit you the most physically through the workout, but also it's going to help you get through the workout and get that higher score, getting the more reps, is because you limited yourself to, I'm only going to take a short break when I get to the end of the round. I'm going to push myself through. And when you can do that, you're going to have better scores in the workout. And it's also going to ultimately give you a better level of fitness, because you're pushing yourself a little bit harder and you're actually getting more work done. So going fast and then taking a whole bunch of breaks at the end of the workout is not good. Steady is good. Short breaks at the end of a round, not in the middle, is going to be the most beneficial. That's what I got for an AMRAP. I think we got one later this week, so you'll be able to test that out. All right, have a good day. I'll see you in the gym.